Hey guys, it's the Driveway Liberty Podcast, recorded live in a driveway.
And what's your name?
Hey, I am your Uncle Wes, and I'm sitting here with Travis and Dan, and we had a sweet viewer or listener. Not really viewer yet. We'll go video, but
we're gonna have some fun tonight, Mary. But we love you.
Yeah, Mary. Sent me a message this afternoon. She said, "Hey, you know what, man? If you guys could identify who's actually speaking. By the way, this is Wes speaking. you'd probably develop a little more loyalty among your listeners, and it because most of the time I have no idea who's saying what." So we're going to try to do a little better tonight and let you know who's talking. And we may actually go a little overboard with it.
You know, Wes, that's a great point you just made.
Right, Travis.
You know, if you hear, like, very nasally, which as he's taking nasal snorting stuff over there.
I'll go ahead and point this out. The northern accent is not Travis nor Wes. Nor is it Dan Curry.
That's right.
Yeah, Curry is from up north.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Lord.
Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, this is Wes, by the way.
Hey, Wes, nice to meet you. I'm Travis.
Hey, Trav. It's good to meet you. Uh-huh. And Daniel's over there.
I'm Dan, waiting for my computer to boot up.
I keep waiting on your wagon to back into my truck.
It ain't far from it. Yeah, I know.
It keeps rolling on back there.
That's like one of my favorite games is watching Dan's wagon roll away.
Yeah. It's the Dan Wagon Hour. Uh-huh. So, man, you know what? It's been a crazy week. I was sick most of last week. I hadn't really been paying attention to a lot of the news cycle. But, you know, it's scary out there, boys. It is it's kind of nerve-wracking and kind of concerning.
You know, luckily for you, Wes.
Yeah, Trav.
I did keep up with it.
Did you? That's good, man. I'm glad. I'm glad you boys were on top of it.
Yeah. I, Dan, did too.
All right. There you go. All right, so kind of a follow-up. I want y'all to listen to this.
Do you believe in abortion after birth? Would you support that?
I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice.
At any point of the child's life?
At any point of the lady's life, that's her choice.
To kill another person's body?
It's going to always be her choice.
Even after the baby's born?
It's always her choice.
So if they're 2 years old?
It's always her choice.
I can kill my 2-year-old.
It's a woman's right to choose.
To kill their child at any point?
It's a woman's right to choose.
Do you believe in abortion?
So that lady's a fucking psychopath.
Well, not just that, but that's indicative, man. That's where it's heading. You know,
I wonder if that is just the spouting. You want to be a part of the group spouting stupid shit, and you don't realize what you're saying.
Well, Dan, I think what's going on here is the fact that she's not really listening to the question.
Yeah,
and she's just that's her argument. That's the talking.
Well, she probably
point.
Got the. This is Dan. She probably got the idea that this person was trying to make her look bad,
right?
So she just kept spouting out,
right? And she didn't want to be on camera
over and over again.
She didn't want to be on camera.
Well, she shouldn't have been on camera. She's about 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, look, man,
she
we're
can
not,
be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, apparently.
As Wes, I'm not going to be judging fat people.
Listen, I'm fat. That's why I can judge fat people.
Right.
Well, Dan, who is fat.
Dan, I would agree with you.
Yes.
Quite rotund. And then here's another piece, real quick.
All right. Please stop.
What do you say a woman is?
Oh, this is at a hearing in Congress.
Yeah, this is the floor of Congress, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh. Yay.
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
I believe you're crazy.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
What do you say?
Who is that that's saying that?
Let's see.
It's a crazy person.
It's a witness from some government department or something, I think.
It's literally a cult.
Yeah.
Literally a cult.
Yeah.
When you say stuff like that, it's a cult.
Dan, it is a cult. This is Wes saying that and agreeing with you, buddy.
Sorry, Mary, we're going to play this shit out.
The text messages today were great.
Yeah, so, right.
It's the longest I've freaking texted like the most words I put into a single text ever.
Dan, that's a yeah. That's a lot of
And texting. That was Dan talking right
That's
here.
Correct.
And by the way, I have a new blue wind guard on my microphone.
Yes, I know.
You were representing Ukraine earlier.
No,
right?
I had to take that shit off.
You had the blue and the yellow going on.
I had to take that shit off.
Dan loves the Ukraine.
Dan does love Ukraine.
It's the most corrupt country in the freaking world, or one of them.
Yeah, we're probably pretty close to the top.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think all of them are.
I mean, $40 million, yeah.
So, and I think I sent you guys this earlier. Let me go pull it back up so I can see it. So here is, wait, where the hell did it go?
I don't know.
Travis really screwing up. Travis really messing up right now.
Oh, man. And it's dead air.
Yeah. Wait, don't.
That's Wes talking about the dead air, by the way.
So here's the new polling that came out. Right.
Right.
In regard, and I think I sent this to you guys. So New Trafalgar, which is probably one of the best polling groups, shows 57.6% of Americans believe abortion should
abortion.
Travis can't talk. Abortion should either be illegal entirely or after a fetal heartbeat detected. Only 11.6% believe abortion should be legal at any point.
Yeah, see, that destroys their narrative. Of, I don't know. It depends on who says it. 70%,
yeah.
80%.
Yeah, well, Planned Parenthood's got like 98% out there or something like that. Yeah, Dan, it's ridiculous. But I like abortion. I think abortion. That's funny.
Abortion.
Anyway.
Well, and the good part is...
This is Travis, by the way.
Good part right. It's been easy as a Republican to, I'm pro-life, I'm this, I'm that, go raise a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Well, now you actually got to go do it at the state level.
Well, right? If this comes to fruition.
If this comes to fruition.
Then you're looking at, your talking point goes away right. Because a major talking point goes
and,
away.
And, you know, Republicans do so well when they actually have to wield power and take action.
No, they do not. They do not.
You're correct, Dan.
It's pretty much the opposite of what they do.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, the thing is on both sides of the aisle, they like the minority position because then all they have to do is sit around and bitch about what the majority's doing.
Yeah, they don't have to do any work.
And they can get reelected and they can line their pockets. And man, I'm fed up with that. This is Wes that's fed up with that, by the way.
Well, have you guys seen what's going on in Sri Lanka?
No, I have not, Travis.
I don't have the audio. It's really just people yelling and shots being fired. But
I like that.
So in Sri Lanka, they're having food shortages, had some election integrity issues, pretty severe COVID lockdowns. And the people have had enough, and the military nor the police can even slow them down.
And they're getting all shooty.
Yeah, and it's getting the normal folks. And look, I have said it. India just announced last week they're not going to be exporting wheat.
Yeah, they're hoarding it.
Yeah.
They're hoarding it.
That's called smart.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. That's called India first.
Yeah.
Right. That's extremely smart. I mean, that's what... If the government wasn't screwing up our agricultural industry.
It's MIGA, MIGA, Make India Great Again.
Is that what that is?
Or MIGA. MIGA.
I don't know, man.
This is Dan making a terrible joke.
I think we should go terrible. MIGA because MIGA sounds Hispanic.
MIGA. Yeah, MIGA. MIGA.
And the Indians may not like that.
Right.
Is it MIGA or MIGA?
I don't know.
I think we're spending too much time worried about it, to be honest with you.
Is taking a shit, so I'm pulling it up on my phone.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, what if your laptop had a TV stand and a laptop while it was taking a shit?
Yeah.
That would be pretty. Like,
then we'd
inception.
Never see it. It would be hours before it would come back up.
That'd be crazy. Hey, while we're doing that, I don't know if one of your slides was about the $44 billion stimulus package that they sent to the Ukraine. It's kind of funny, wasn't it? Somebody on the left that just 3 months ago, or not even 3 months ago, a month ago, when Elon Musk was making his proposition for Twitter, saying that for $40-something million, they could solve world hunger.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the World Health Organization made a comment about all his money he could solve. And he was like, okay, great.
Show me.
Show me.
Show me how
it's going to work.
Give
me a plan and I'll give you the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here, let's kind of go through a little bit of what's in the bill. All right. So $17 billion for U.S. military operations, including the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, and replace U.S. military equipment sent to Ukraine.
So we're backfilling what we sent to them.
Right. I'm assuming we're probably still backfilling what we
sent. Well, I don't want us to send anything, but I guess that's a good move to backfill.
Yeah. $1.8 billion in U.S. military equipment for Ukraine. Now, here's my question. Do you think the Ukrainians, everything requires maintenance. Do you think the Ukrainians are currently set up to maintain these weapons? Who's going to do it then?
The Russians.
The Polish troops.
The Russians will before long.
The Polish troops that were training that Joe Biden was speaking to. Remember when he said, you're going to go and see.
Oh, those were U.S. troops.
I know, U.S. troops in Poland.
Right.
Who were training Polish troops. Are they going to Ukraine? I don't know. If you believe Biden, that's what happened.
So $414 million for research, development, test, and evaluation related to the Ukraine war.
Yeah.
What? Research?
Yeah. $15 million for U.S. troop pay related to the war.
Why do we need that?
Why?
They're not going. Because we're in Poland training troops that are going, apparently.
$13.9 million for the defense health program.
That's because COVID is killing all of our troops and we need to spend some money to bring them back to life.
All right, so here we go.
Not COVID. The vaccine.
$8.77 billion in economic assistance for Ukraine. Don't forget 10% for the big guy. $4.35 billion in humanitarian aid for the Ukraine. So big guy's probably getting him a smooth billion by this point.
Yeah, he's up there.
$4 billion for foreign military financing program run by the United States State Department.
That's globalism.
$900 million for the Administration for Children and Families for Refugee and Entrant Assistance. I guess we're taking Ukrainian refugees now?
Yeah, no questions asked.
$500 million for the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development.
Why are we funding a European bank?
$400 million for the International Narcotics Control and Law Enforcement to combat human trafficking and collect evidence of war crimes.
What?
Yeah. I mean, apparently, we're very worried about human trafficking now.
But we don't care about human trafficking across the southern border.
No, I don't give a shit about that.
We just care about it in Ukraine.
And we're going to convict Ghislaine Maxwell, but not release any of her clients.
No.
We definitely care about human trafficking.
Right.
We care. At this table, Dan and Travis and Wes.
Thanks, Wes.
Care.
But I was speaking for the Biden administration.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
they probably want more of it.
They want to traffic all they can. Yeah.
So here's $350 million for the State Department's Migration and Refugee Assistance, which I guess would be different than the Administration for Children and Families Refugee Assistance.
Yeah. A little bit.
$190 million for the State Department for, quote, diplomatic programs.
All right. Look. We can't keep doing this because I'm about to throw my fucking
$150 million for the Global Agriculture and Food Security Program. Now, we legit have a baby formula shortage in the United States that the FDA caused. They didn't cause it. There was a defective product. But they drug
it. Yeah, but their reaction to it caused it.
Correct. And we're sending $150 million. Now, according to Dan Crenshaw, $40 billion can buy absolutely no baby formula. Because it's a manufacturing issue. It's not a money issue.
Because money has nothing to do with
manufacturing. Fixing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. $110 million for the State Department for embassy security, construction, and maintenance. What? Wait, if we have an embassy, why are we constructing?
Yeah.
Here, $100 million for the State Department for non-proliferation, anti-terrorism, demining, and related programs.
Oh, wow. You know, one way they could have prohibited terrorism, if that was important to them, and $100 million sure makes it seem like it's important. I'm Wes, by the way. They left, half $1 billion worth of shit in Afghanistan that terrorists are now using. So, if they really cared about those sort of things, it seems like they would have, you know, brought the tanks and planes and weaponry and everything else back from Afghanistan.
All of that was our fault because we're clamoring so much to get the troops out of Afghanistan.
To meet Trump's deadline. That's what they were doing. Yeah. Okay,
so Biden wants to meet Trump's deadline.
Right.
Yeah, the first fucking deadline he ever cared about.
No, right.
$67 million for the Justice Department.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the court system.
Mm-hmm. The DOJ. Mm-hmm.
Yep. What does that have to do with Ukraine?
Department of Justice. Nothing.
Yep. $54 million for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to carry out public health and disease detection related to Ukraine.
Hmm.
Good fucking Lord.
$17 million for the United States Agency for International Development.
Oh, because, yeah. Yeah. That makes...
$10 million for the State Department's, quote, capital investment fund.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
The capital investment fund.
You got the Google right there on your shooter laptop.
I'm trying to pick. Capital investment fund?
Mm-hmm.
So is that like
dude,
a freaking stock portfolio?
Know.
Is that a...
You got Google right there, Daniel.
I don't like Google.
$4 million for the State Department's Office of Inspector General. Then.
Yeah. Use DuckDuckGo or Bing or Yahoo or that
capital.
Asian,
what was that again?
Yondu or whatever.
The State Department's, quote, capital investment fund.
Keep going. I'll find it.
$4 million for the State Department's Office of Inspector General.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah. And this is all in a Ukraine bill. This is indicative of how most bills are in the federal government. They title it one thing. Mm-hmm. It was just like the COVID bill where they were giving the money to the National Endowment of the Arts and mm-hmm. the
Kennedy Center
and all that bullshit.
$10 million for Pakistani.
Yeah, they throw all this pork in these bills to get it through. And then when you vote against it, they tell you don't care about whatever the major issues.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was just like they've bashed Gaetz about voting for a bill that was, it was a military bill, but there was something in the bill. It had to do with firearms for military members.
Mm-hmm.
And Gaetz voted for it for the restriction of firearms for military members. So
$2 million for salaries and expenses to provide regulatory and technical support. I don't know.
Okay.
And $1 million for USAID's Office of Inspector General.
Oh.
So the $40 billion would be in addition to the $13.6 billion in aid that Congress passed in March for a total of roughly $54 billion over the period of 2 months. The largest foreign aid package to move through Congress in at least two decades, according to the New York Times.
Well, you know what boils down to? What's his name? That's the Ukraine dude. What's his name? Yelensky?
Zelensky.
Zelensky. He's got the dirt on Hunter and the big man.
The big guy.
And he's definitely leveraging that to his advantage right now. That's the way it looks to me.
Well, I mean, does he have dirt on every Republican and Democrat as well?
Maybe.
Charlie Kirk tweeted this. The stock market just had its worst day since June 2020.
Right.
Gas prices just hit an all-time high. Babies are being hospitalized because of a nationwide formula shortage. Inflation is hitting record levels, so explain to me why we would send $40 billion to Ukraine when America looks like this.
Yep.
Can I explain it to you?
Sure. Lay it out there, Travis.
Our politicians hate us, Wes.
Yeah.
And they are not even slightly afraid that we're going to show up at their damn houses.
No.
That's one of the things happening in Sri Lanka, is people are showing up at politicians' houses, pulling them out in the street, beating the hell out of them, for being so damn bad and corrupt.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I go to this conspiracy breakfast. This week's the first time I've been in a couple of weeks. And one of the things we were talking about are our hot takes, kind of like we did on the show a couple of weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the comments at the round table there was, all this shit hits the fan and everybody's going to be, rolling up to Washington to get it fixed. And my point is, why wait? I mean, you know, you need to let these people know that you're not putting up with their shit. And you know what? They are sitting in an ivory tower up there, and they are acting like they're sitting in an ivory tower.
Yes.
They are they're supposed to be servants of the people. So, you know, any politician I bump into at this point in juncture is beneath me, in my opinion. They work for me.
Yeah, they are your employee, Wes.
Yes.
And I will tell you this.
Correct,
we need to rethink Thomas Jefferson's quote that the tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of tyrants. Now, there's one word at the end everybody leaves off. Regularly.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, I agree with that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and advocate violence, but there comes a time, man, where you've got to let them know how serious you are, and that you're tired of this bullshit. And you know what? These distractions where we're worried about men getting pregnant, because if you can get pregnant, you're not a man. Let me just lay that out there. Real quick, and this is Wes saying that.
It's a good point, Wes.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Dan's checking Facebook.
He is doing
so
something.
This
stock market.
But you know,
this capital investment fund
for
the state. This is going to be one of those. This will end up being like when we talked about the budget for.
The mosquito control board. Yeah.
So, like AT&T, they gave them $265 million, almost $266 million. AT&T
gave it to the investment fund?
No, the investment fund awarded AT&T
for
I don't know.
So, you're.
So, apparently, they're taking money,
right?
Dan. Tax dollars.
Yeah, Dan.
And then they put it in this fund that probably generates some money.
Right.
And then they give out awards. They cut checks to companies.
So, again, when we have the conversation about corporations and, you know, if we were in a true free market society, you could have those conversations. We're not, because the government's doling out money left and right to any corporation, and
there's hundreds of corporations.
Well, and what's going to happen is that
Allied Technology,
AT&T's got a pack, and they're going to take just as much money that they were awarded,
Microsoft,
and turn around and give it to politicians. They're going to contribute to campaigns.
$11 million to Microsoft.
Yeah, I'm talking about something over here, Dan.
This was Dan interrupting you.
Yes, it was, and not paying attention.
CDW.
Yeah.
Yep. $9 million.
All right. I'm just going to sign off and let Dan talk.
I told you this was going to be like the freaking mosquito.
I was a lot drunker that cast.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, Travis was pretty. It was the end of the night where I was coming. All right. Yeah. I'm going to put this away because I'm going to throw something.
Yeah, you're defibrillator.
No, but the point being is they're getting this money from the government, and then they're turn around with a pack that's owned or controlled by that particular company.
Yeah, they're funding companies with our tax dollars. Corporatism.
You're not listening to me, brother.
I am listening to
you.
I'm reiterating.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
What I was saying is, yes, they are funding these corporations, and those corporations can use that money tax-free to do whatever, but those corporations are also turning around and having PACs and contributing to campaigns and to candidates and to party caucuses and whatever.
It's laundering money.
It's exactly what it is.
So, how many Americans do you think know what that is?
Nobody. Like
laundering?
Hopefully.
Or? No, the State Department's Capital Investment Fund.
Like none. I mean.
We just found out here, and we're relatively well informed.
Do you think it was just started under Joe Biden?
No.
No, it's been around for many years.
No. The dates in there go all the way back.
It's a slush fund that's been.
D.C. is, we can't save D.C.
No, it's a cesspool.
It's a cesspool. That you know, this is basically a quasi-socialist nation at this point. I mean, maybe not socialist, fascism, a 21st century form of fascism.
Yeah, it is.
Because now, if Joe Biden goes to AT&T and says, "Hey, you're going to enforce this vaccine mandate," what's AT&T going to say?
Okay.
Yes, sir, boss.
Yeah, you give us $11 million a year.
Yeah, we sure appreciate that $265 million.
Yep. So I'm going to ask a question. I brought this up a few months back on this cast, and this is Wes, by the way. I was in favor of secession.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to revisit that with you guys because you guys weren't quite on board with that at the time.
It depends, okay? Is the electorate – we've talked about it. We've outsourced our liberty and freedom.
Yes.
And in this country, you get the amount of liberty and freedom that you deserve. So let's say Florida does succeed, okay, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, I am too.
Are the 21 to 22 million, however many Florida residents, actually going to get involved so that we don't end up – because if they don't get involved, we just create the same system.
Yeah, you're just creating a smaller version of the big
right.
system.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, I love the Who. So Trav and Dan, let me ask you all this. This is Wes, by the way. I'm having a good time with this. I'm having a blast. So, do you think that the Florida electorate right now, at least, is more engaged than other state electorates?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not in those states, and I don't keep up those politics. I don't think so. I know Walton County, Donald Trump won by 51.7%, Wes and Dan.
Yeah. Okay.
And yet we can't, you know, a few people show up at a school board meeting. You know what I'm saying?
County I honestly think until it personally impacts someone, there's very few people.
We've got one of the worst commissioners up for re-election this year and can't find a single person to file to run against him.
Right.
The quote-unquote true conservative.
Yeah.
Danny Glidewell is running, and we can't find a single
true
person.
True communist.
Yeah.
To run against a guy that just will spend every dime of tax money he can get to buy more land.
Well, he thinks it's his job to spend the tax money.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. We can succeed, and we just get the same thing.
So, all right, we got 3 more minutes before our break, but
we're not trying this 15-minute shit anymore.
I've gave up on that real quick.
It would lasted like real a, quick. A half that's a good podcast. Point,
Dan. That's a great point, Dan.
Thank you.
So this Wes, by the way, if
you're not going to remember,
I'm
you're not
going to
keep a coherent thought because we're just
no, because we keep saying who we are. It's just fucking awesome. I love it. It's funny as shit. All right. So anyway,
Wes.
So how do you get people engaged, man? That's the thing. Now I'm looking. All right. So we are all this year. It is an election year. So everybody gets a little bit more engaged in election year. That's just how it rolls. That's the cycle. But you go, we're going to 38 GOP meetings. I've been to 2 women's federated meetings.
Okay, so
of course now I'm recording them. But
so let me ask you this.
Okay. Yeah,
out of the let's just round it up because the growth in Walton County. Let's say 80,000 residents in Walton County.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna guess. Let's say 60,000 of those are voting age. That may be a little bit on the high side. We'll call it 50,000.
I think that is on the high.
50,000 people.
Right.
How many people will turn out for the primaries? Not for the general in November. For the
primaries. In Walton County?
In Walton County.
Less than 10 grand.
You think so? Think it's that low? I'm thinking I'm closer to 20.
Well, what was the last primary?
Okay, so to me, it doesn't matter if it's 10 or 20.
But it was a presidential year.
That's roughly 20. We're guessing between.
Let's go on the high side and say it's 50. 50,000. Or 5,000.
Wait, that's lower than the first number, Dan.
2,000, 3,000.
You came out. You said 10,000 the first time. Then you just cut it in half and said, let's go on the high side.
Right. No. I'm sorry. I'm mistaken. I was mistaken.
Okay, so. What we're saying is between 20 and 40%
mm-hmm.
of eligible, age-eligible voters will show up to vote in a primary in Walton County.
Right. You're thinking 20?
Which is the freest county in the freest part of Florida, in the freest state in the world.
We're in the world.
And we're going to struggle to get half the eligible voters to show up in a primary.
I don't think we're going to hit half.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Well,
In the primary, we won't. Maybe in the general.
This number sticks out because I wrote a paper on it, but I think it was 24% that turned out and voted Clinton in the office, Bill Clinton. It's 24%.
That's my point. The issue, it is Washington, but issue is us. We got a great Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment's not about hunting. It's not about self-defense. It's about protecting yourself from the fucking government.
Right.
And when's the last time a government official felt threatened by my right to own a firearm and stand against tyranny?
Apparently, several of them feel threatened. With that being said, we do need to take a break. So this is Wes saying we need to take a break.
And, this is Dan saying the break came on pretty quick.
Yeah, it did. All right. So, and Travis being quiet.
Travis was just talking the whole time before that.
Right. So we'll be right back for Dan and Travis. This is Wes. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey, guys, it's Wes again. Yeah, right. I know you're tired of hearing my voice. But did you know that you, the listener, can help support the Driveway Liberty podcast? How do you do that, you might ask? Well, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Driveway Liberty podcast to learn more. As a matter of fact, for being a supporter, we got some really neat swag that we're giving away. So go check it out. Hey, let's get back to the cast.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
Shit, fucking yellow flies hit me in the freaking nose.
Hey, they're
dive bombing.
They are. Man, I'll tell you what, they're like worse this year. I actually went by the skeeter board, man, and got me a ball.
It's early, too. Yeah. It's a little early.
That was great, Wes. Yeah, that was pretty smart.
Thank you. I but you know what,
big
man?
Big black ball, right?
Yeah, big black ball.
Salty balls. Right.
Yeah, that's just a big
salty chocolate ball.
Sweaty balls.
By the way, that's Wes and Dan.
Are we recording?
Homosexual jokes, yes.
No, I stopped by, man. I went by yesterday.
So much for that long
But sleeve. I didn't know I was going to have to fill out a form and all this crap to get it. But, I mean, I filled it out, but, you know. I didn't want it on record that I was stopping by getting some free government stuff.
Well, it ain't free.
Too late.
Right?
You paid for it.
Right. You get a little back from what you paid.
But I was really disappointed in the size of the ball, to be honest with you. I thought the ball was a lot bigger. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you missed.
I did miss
badly. Out.
If you hear random sounds and noises, we're fighting yellow flies.
Did I get it?
And for those of you in other areas of the country that don't know what a yellow fly is, it is literally a spawn from hell.
Look, if you die and go to hell,
you're going to be attacked by yellow flies.
You're going to be attacked by yellow flies.
I got eaten up in Port St. Joe. It was bad over there.
So think of the black horse flies, a little bit smaller.
More subtle. With a rattlesnake's
quicker than shit.
Right? <Yeah. laughs>
That when they bite you, you don't even feel it.
It's until after
and
the bite.
And then about a couple minutes later, your leg or wherever they bit you, itches. And then that night when you go to bed, or maybe the next night when you go to bed, you will not sleep because you will be scratching.
My ankles are freaking
a wreck.
Yeah. Dude, I got bit on. All right, so I've got some stuff, that cactus juice stuff. Mm-hmm. Or I had some. I'm out
cactus
now
Cactus Joe's
already.
Or.
Yeah. But I sprayed it, man. I had it on my arms, on my legs, back of my neck, side of my face, all this stuff. And I got bit on my finger.
Oh, they find a way around?
Man, yeah. And that thing swole up. I couldn't move it. I was mad as hell. This is Wes, by the way.
We didn't do a beer review.
No, we didn't.
We were talking about yellow flies.
Yeah.
We were talking about the important stuff.
Yeah, we
Travis
came right
is
in.
Spring water. Yeah. From Sefco.
Right?
Yeah. I wasn't feeling so hot today, so I figured I need to hydrate myself.
You might.
I drank a lot of beer last 5 or 6 days.
Humid ass. There you go. Hot bitch of a day.
It is time for beer reviews. Dan. What you drinking?
Yingling.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Because I left it in Travis's cooler during the great rat hunt.
You got a tin roof sitting over here. You didn't want to talk about that in the beer review.
Well, I did that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm actually drinking 3 different beers tonight.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Clear out the refrigerator. Travis brought me some of the Yingling.
Yeah,
Trav, I know you're not feeling good, but it looks like you opened a beer. Open.
Yeah, I got me a little Miller Lite.
Nice.
A little Miller Lite action.
Nice. Wearing your Northridge football shirt.
Yeah, Northridge. That's in Tuscaloosa. 6A school. Mm-hmm. Made the playoffs that year.
Nice.
Nice. Well, I am drinking. I did this about 2 weeks ago, but I'm drinking another one because I really like their beer and I like the company. I'm drinking a Good People IPA. Mm.
They're good people.
They are good people.
It's good beer too.
Yeah, man. It's like it's a sizable ABV in here. I can't remember what it is. And since I broke my good glasses and I'm wearing these old ones,
he looks like Ben Franklin.
Yeah. You know you're getting old when you he's got use the Benjamin phrase Franklin, "my good glasses."
My good glasses. Yeah, man.
So I do. It's true though, because I have like every once in a while my wife will go and clean up some of Dan's areas.
Yeah.
And she comes out with shit, and she's like, can I throw this away? And it's always no.
Yeah, right, but right.
I have, like, 5 pair of glasses, and 3 of them are missing the freaking the arm or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I believe it's a leg.
The leg? Damn. Or the bracket that goes behind your ears and holds the glasses in place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have multiple ones of those. So I'm like, all right, you can get rid of that one, but not that. And I know exactly what they are. And right. So I understand the whole, these are my.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, look, I had these fancy ones.
Travis is looking at me like waiting for the big punchline.
No, I'm just wondering why you would keep glasses that didn't have the legs to stay on your head, right?
Well, listen, sometimes when you're at the computer, you can grab them real quick.
Look, so I really want one of you guys to get the ones split, that go around the neck and
that
the
split
clip
at
on
the,
it.
Yeah.
Like Mark that plays with us.
Yeah. You got the magnet? Yeah. You got put the little magnet?
On. No. Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, I all right. So, the last.
And I'm an umpire.
Two times I've gotten.
Makes sense.
Gotten glasses. I've gotten the Silhouette frames, which are kind of slimline. And the ones I've got that broke last week are extremely slim.
Is that a story of how they broke?
Well,
how'd you break them?
Well, they're titanium. I don't know, man. I put them in. I put my glasses up in my hair because I can read better without my glasses on.
Yeah.
And they got caught because I got long hair. You know, it's curly, long ass hair. They got caught. And I kind of pulled it and it just kind of broke.
So your hair broke your titanium.
That's some badass hair.
That's some bad. That's Samson like hair right there.
This Wes, by the way. Let me
Wes
point
has got
out.
The Samson
I
hair.
I got the Samson
that can
hair.
Break titanium glasses.
Yes. Yep. I mean, they broke the shit out of it. Oh, we got a little street gang of little homosexual teenagers walking down here. Yeah. Yes. It's a street game of homosexual teenagers.
I saw that movie.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. But anyway.
So you guys heard, you know about the crazy lady that was in charge of the Ministry of Truth?
Yes, I do, Dan.
For the.
Yes, Dan.
For the Biden, for the Homeland Security.
Homeland Security had the Ministry of Truth.
Man, these all sound like some Mother Russia organizations, don't they?
Yeah. It is.
Homeland Security, the Ministry of Truth. The Ministry of Magic, Hogwarts, all this shit, man. I mean, you know.
So great points, Wes.
Thank you.
The chick is Nina Jankowicz, and we played videos of her doing stupid, like crazy singing and stuff. She's a insane leftist. Apparently, the public outcry from the insanity has put this on hold, and this Jankowicz chick resigned.
Good.
However, no, it's not good because all they're going to do is take this and put it under the curtain or umbrella of some other area of Homeland Security. It just won't be public anymore.
Right.
So they thought it was a good idea to bring this out in the public. And, of course, the crazy leftists are like, yeah. You know, speech is violence, you know, freaking insanity. Well.
Man, the left just loves their government, don't they?
They
just love
they
that
do.
Government.
Well, I mean,
they
and they
a bunch of Republicans
they
that created Homeland Security.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I'm calling them leftists too.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm. I mean, shit. It's like we've said. You and I say this all the time. We are probably the most conservative people at the table, anywhere we go.
And there's like 9 of us.
Yeah, I mean,
I told someone Saturday we got to talk about something. I said, if you truly believed. Or if you truly wanted to hear what I think the United States government should look like, you would be horrified.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I understand that not everybody's on board. The way I look at it is they haven't given it the thought yet.
No, you're right. They have not.
If you're going to be intellectually honest, because most conservatives will tell you on the surface that they're about small government and they want government out of their lives and all this shit, but they haven't.
Unless they need a new beach access.
Unless they need a beach access, or they want parking somewhere, or they want a park. Or they want
a golf course
or the TDC to buy something, or and the thing is, man, if you are truly anti-government, I won't even say anti-government. Small if you are government. Truly pro small government, you need to rethink that shit, because when you ask government to spend money on something you like,
you're promoting what you don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and we know that the county
right. Travis.
We know that the county itself has 1,100 full-time employees.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
For what?
Now, what that doesn't take into consideration is the TDC, which has a beach maintenance and code enforcement.
Mm-hmm. It, that doesn't take into account.
Well, I think code enforcement would fall under that. But, you know, anybody that's on beach maintenance, you know, your buddy that took you out to lunch instead of me, even though I gave the speech.
Well, you know, hey. You gave the speech. That's
so
the he had to go in. He had to go in. The side
Travis
door
gave the speech because
he couldn't go straight Travis on with Travis.
Yeah. Right. So
scared him, Travis.
So that, and it doesn't include Walton County Schools,
right?
So 2,000 government employees.
That would qualify as the largest employer in Walton County. There's not a single entity in Walton County,
a huge margin,
that employs that many people.
Yeah.
So the most conservative county on the planet. I mean, I think we can safely say that.
Yeah. Definitely top five.
Most conservative.
From a voting standpoint.
Well,
let's wait. Quick. Can we say most Republican? I don't want to say conservative.
Well, yeah. That say they align with conservative.
Yes.
Principles. Their number one employer is government.
Yes. And it's not even close.
County government.
Not even close. Mm-hmm. Not even remotely close. What would be the second largest employer in Walton County?
Probably one of the big resorts.
You think so? Like a resort?
Like Sandestin?
Sandestin or Edgewater? Or not even Sandestin. Edgewater.
Yeah.
Sandestin, yeah.
Yeah, I would say it was either like Resort
The thing
Quest
is
Sandestin.
Even Sandestin is mainly a conglomeration of different companies. You got the Hilton, you
could
got
be 360 Blue.
Well,
property management company.
But Sandestin itself does own, like, they run the beach house, they run the
golf
courses.
Yeah.
A lot of the other stuff there. So, a lot of the facility stuff around there. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow. There it is.
And now, look, I just want to think for a second.
All right, Travis.
Wes and Dan, what would 500 employees do for the businesses of South Walton? It'd probably make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'd bankrupt some of them.
Additional 500 employees?
Well, no, additional 500 employees.
Just
in the market.
To disperse in the market.
Yeah.
Oh, it would. I need some.
I mean, every restaurant in town. Is begging for employees.
Well, how many up until recently? How many restaurants have closed earlier than their normal?
Yes, they're closing
days.
Early. They're closing extra days.
Yep.
They can't
you got
get
fast
help.
Food restaurants that
they're
are not
streamlining
opening their lobbies.
Yeah,
streamlining how they provide service. Yeah.
I went in. I went to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
So our state capital.
This is Dan, by the way.
This is Dan. I went to Tallahassee. We called a game, and we went to Steak and Shake. Y'all know what Steak and Shake is?
Oh, man, went to a little shoestring flight.
You order on a...
Shake and Steak was a full-service restaurant.
Is it Shake and Steak or Steak and Shake?
Steak and Shake.
Okay.
You sit down and you order off a menu like so many other restaurants. Well, we went in, and like we walked in like we've gone many times, waiting to be seated.
Right.
There's nobody anywhere.
Yeah.
And there's a big sign that says, use the kiosk to order.
Yep.
So they got a big kiosk, and you order, and then you go sit down, and they
call
you to come pick it up.
Yeah,
they literally don't go out beyond the counter.
We've got multiple restaurants in this general area that now have robot servers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Well, there's one in Baytown and one in the Commons.
Which one in Baytown?
Travis, you have a yellow fly on your right.
So
Travis has got, I mean, he's full decked out in long sleeves.
I'm not going to say him. I don't like him that much.
Oh, okay.
But that So that's my point. We are in the most Republican county in the state by far, and one of the most in the country, and our largest employers of government. And when I say, hey, let's just take the slush fund money to fix some of the problems, who freaked out?
A lot of folks.
A lot of Republicans.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Because I mean, they're not conservative.
And calling us wrong.
So going back to the question about secession, yeah, I'm down for it. Are people going to get involved? Are people going to demand small governments?
No, you're just going to end up with the same situation
right.
in a smaller scale.
And let's, all right, how many Walton County residents do you think work for the state in some capacity between a state park?
Well, or the feds.
Highway trooper.
I mean, you know, you think about the military presence here and the auxiliary, the ancillary businesses that serve the Department of Defense through, Papa Schropp.
Mm-hmm.
He works for a defense organization.
So
I mean, a lot of defense
they
contractors.
They don't just sell to the U.S. government, but yeah. still.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, we have to get involved, and we have to demand, and we have to get uncomfortable with all these services. No, I don't think that we need another beach access. If we do, is there not a nonprofit that could do it? The government county just grants them the land?
There was one that attempted to start, and man, they were getting bashed on both sides.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because everybody wants the government.
Yeah, everybody loves that government.
And, when you love the government, you're going to get it, and you're going to get it good and hard.
The government has done a phenomenal job of advertising.
Man, I was joking about them being a homosexual game.
They've done a great job of branding is a better word. Or even, they've done a great job fooling people.
They've done a great job
thinking they're the answer to all the problems.
Yeah, they've done a great job of indoctrinating.
Indoctrination's
everybody.
Word, yeah,
yeah.
And look, it's the public schools, and it's the public schools on, and it's every side. Okay, this isn't like they're not just grooming them for gender theory shit. They are grooming them because government is the answer. Hey, you go to a public school. That's
the
government.
Well, they create the problems that they
get
the public to ask them to fix.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's a self-perpetuating prophecy. Over and over again. At every level, in every area, it doesn't matter what it
is. And we've got four people running for county commissioner.
In our district.
In five spots.
Okay. Four. What?
Well, no. In our district.
Oh, our district.
Yeah.
Four running for ours alone?
And I will go ahead and tell you, there's one I've said I adore, and I do. The one that tells me, yeah, I will immediately motion to sell every golf course, every piece of land we bought, get my vote. Period.
Yeah, I don't think any of them's going to do that.
No.
I mean, you know what? We love.
We played the candidates for them. And what was our big beef with all of them? Well, I'm going to go to Tallahassee and get our fair share. No, I don't want my fucking fair share.
I want
you out of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I have, there are two people running in District 4 that I'm.
Yes, there is, Wes.
One that I know very well.
Right.
And then one that I met because our buddy Captain America sent him over here to knock on my door, which kind of irritated me a little bit. You know how I am about folks knocking on my door.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of funny. He knocked on the door, and I looked through the blinds. I said, I'm not interested. I thought they were Jehovah's Witnesses. I was like, no, I'm good.
No, worse, politician.
Right. He's like,
yeah, what's worse?
He's like, Nate sent me. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Now I got to go out here and talk to this guy. So I went out and talked to him. And he seems like a nice guy. He really, really does. And they actually live in our neighborhood here. And I got to know a little bit about him. But when I said, look. I don't want anybody going to the county government and advocating to buy private property. Period. Look, the county has enough property. They don't need any more.
Yep.
And words to me were, well, I don't know that we can agree on that. I'm like, then we can't give you a vote.
That's a deal killer right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? And I don't understand that, man. I can't fathom
So
you're running as a Republican. You're running as a conservative. You are.
So is this just a general thing, or does he have specifics in mind?
Well, I didn't get into that. I didn't really get into that. I actually did a lot more talking than he did.
So here,
surprise.
We went over a mailer that our current county commissioner sent us, right?
Right.
Remember we went?
Yeah.
Lower taxes, business friendly, blah, blah, blah. Right. Well, my taxes aren't any lower.
Nope.
And
they're actually higher.
Yeah. And I do understand how percentages work, and because my I get all that, Danny Gladwell.
Yeah.
He'll argue
it. Right. Okay. But my taxes haven't gone down.
Nope.
And we've done more than one show about the Horsepower Pavilion, so it doesn't seem like Walton County's gotten very much more business friendly to the small business. Now the developers get shit left and right.
Yeah.
So, again, I go back to the question I asked then. What would my vote for Tony Anderson had done different than the person, the Democrat that ran against him?
I mean, you know what? You look like a champion here, Trav. You really do. And that's...
Well, I still have the... You let the snake in the hen house... And the snake replicates, and then pretty soon you're in a way worse situation.
No, I didn't vote for either. Just so we're clear, I didn't vote for either one of those.
But
I left
you can't allow somebody like Zonia to be here at all.
Why? What difference did I get? What tangible difference would I have?
Short term, probably not a lot. Long term, like they literally funded her to come here.
So they're
attacking conservative areas.
So I have to keep voting for these people that basically have none of my values?
No, I agree with you, Travis. I understand what you're saying. However, the alternative, short-term alternative, is worse.
This is Wes not contributing to this conversation.
Because the short-term alternative, by letting somebody like Zonia in here, now gives... Listen, the Democrat Party has a shitload of money. And they are spending it in conservative areas.
Yeah, because they care about winning.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the reasons that I left...
And if they win, we're fucked.
When I joined the
locally
Libertarian Party for a short period of time, now I'm back in the Republican Party, but when I joined the Libertarian Party, it was because the lesser of two evils is still fucking evil.
Yes.
Now, that being said,
I don't disagree with that.
That being said, there are Republicans in our local county commissioner race. 80% of what they believe, I agree with. And I am not naive enough to think that I'm going to agree with 100% that I expect somebody to agree with me 100%. Because I, like I said, generally, I'm the most conservative person in the room when I am in any room.
But this group of people are not single-issue voters, but there's a lot of people who are.
Sure.
Yeah, but if you tell me you're a Republican and a conservative, the one thing we should agree on is an extremely small size and scope of the government.
The problem is the Republican Party does not represent that.
Correct.
Period.
Well, and it...
Anywhere.
This is Wes, playing devil's advocate.
Okay, good job, Wes.
Thank you, Travis. The scope of government, the size of government, can be subjective. There is not a clear cut, and this is something I've had to realize as a libertarian, small ale drink, that... My idea of what small government is, which is fucking small, you know, I've said it many times. Government should be like a kid in the 50s, seldom seen and never heard. But for me to expect everybody to totally agree with that is not realistic. I agree. I understand that. But if somebody's pretty close to that, we can have a conversation, and I can attempt to sway you to my point of view.
Well, when the candidate you're talking about is 80% and everybody else is in the 30s or less.
Yeah.
You've got a limited choices.
Well,
you can't just throw up your hands and let the guy with 20%
of it depends on what that 20% true, difference
true.
Is.
Yeah, yeah. There's
because
some,
those may
some
be some big issues
yeah.
for me.
Okay, but here's the point. If that candidate came, knocked on your door, had that same conversation 500 times as he was running for commissioner.
Sure.
Do you think he would change?
500 times.
If he was smart and wanted to get elected, he would change.
Yeah, he would change. The problem is he's not having that conversation 500 times. The problem is that all these other people around here that are registered with a GOP beside their name
are not
are in favor of the county building parks, and yes. they're in favor of the county owning golf courses, and they're in favor of the county buying beach accesses, and they're in favor. Good job, buddy.
Dead way to go, Dan.
Fucking yellow flag. Yeah.
They are in favor of all of this, what I call big ass government.
Yeah. So, yeah, our good friend Lenny, how many times has you seen it in like a message or on Facebook? You're like, wow, Travis, I really thought you were crazy. But no, I'm right. Because there's no such thing, there's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look at the New Deal. That was supposed to be temporary.
And Walton County has now gotten in the habit of buying really expensive properties.
Oh, yeah.
And being cheered on for it by the people that say they want small government.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep doing that. And they're going to keep doing it and keep doing it. And then we're going to have a lot of Republicans look around and like, wow, why is the county so big? Why is it now 5,000 employees?
I mean, you look at it. I mean, would you say, would we round the number up, the population, to 80 grand?
80,000.
Yeah. 80 grand. And our budget is almost $200 million.
If you add in all the budgets, probably close to half a billion. $500 million for 80,000 people. Now, I understand with the tourism, there's a lot more people in and out.
Right.
Still.
It's ridiculous.
That's the money we're bringing in.
Look, dude, I lived in Macon, Georgia. All right? Macon, Georgia is probably the fifth largest populous city in the state of Georgia. Behind, well, maybe third or fourth. You got Atlanta proper, the metro Atlanta area, Augusta, Savannah, and then Macon. And the entire budget for the city of Macon is less than $100 million.
Well, so when I say that for Walton County, I'm talking schools. I'm talking literally everything.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about with Bibb County.
Yeah. I mean, the government schools are a government program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely they are.
So.
Absolutely they are.
So, yeah, I mean, that is the problem with all of it. And if that candidate had that conversation, which should be a mainstream conservative conversation of, hey, I don't want you buying more land. As a matter of fact, I want you to reduce the size of the government so it's not the largest employer in the fucking county by a long shot.
Right.
Okay. If he had that conversation 500 times, he would change if he wanted to get elected.
Yeah.
And then once he got elected, if he heard from all 500 of those people on a weekly basis, guess what we would get?
What we want.
We would get less government.
Yeah.
And we live in the panhandle of Florida, and we got less government than a lot of places. Let's just be honest.
You know what county commissioners make in Georgia?
What's that?
Like $400 or $500 a month.
Damn, that's good shit.
What do they make here?
$50,000 a year.
Part-time.
Part-time.
And they got a staff full of folks.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So,
Travis, I got some audio on the subject.
Oh, yeah?
Not local, but
on the subject.
That's all right.
So, Gina McCarthy.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. I was caught off guard there.
It's okay, because I threw it out there. This is Dan.
We have solutions that can deliver. We're actually going to do 100 rules this year alone on appliances.
I'm maxed out on the volume.
We are developing partnerships on how we work together for new building standards, even for sustainable airlines. Who'd have thunk that they'd be all in, but they better be or they're going to be out of here. Right? We have solutions that...
So that is Gina McCarthy, Biden's climate advisor. And she's talking about government control over appliances.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the last part was
airlines.
Sustainable airlines, where you're going to do what we fucking say or you're out of here. Mm-hmm.
Because they've taken bailout after bailout after bailout, and they can't say no.
And they've turned around just this week, and we may have a slide on it or not, but we're running out of time, so I'm going to bring it up. And they're putting additional moratoriums on leases in Alaska on oil. They're shutting down oil production is what they're doing.
Yep. But Joe Biden said that on the debate stage. He said he will end the oil companies.
Yeah.
Like he told us what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are forcing this new Green Deal whether you like it or not.
And it's going to be
not only are they forcing that, but they're also forcing what should be in this next report about 10% inflation. Mm-hmm. They are enforcing when in 3 or 4 months when you are trying to find bread, where you are trying to find meat,
and gas is $6-7 a gallon.
You realize that this was done on fucking purpose.
Well, they told you they were going to do it.
This is Wes, by the way.
This is Dan. They said they were going to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, they did, Dan.
And 81 million people voted for it.
So, allegedly.
Travis just rolled his eyes.
Yeah. So, in November, it's going to be a bloodbath for the Republicans. Like, it's going to get ugly. Okay?
In favor
of the Republicans. Right.
You think?
Well, I mean.
Because they're already pushing for. If they can't steal it. Our own Bobby Beasley's pushing for mail-in ballots right now. In this county. They are pushing for mail-in ballots.
So
I'll get some stuff for us before we do the next.
What are these people going to do? What are we going to do? We're lucky we got Matt Gaetz, but these 50, 60 new Republicans in the House, these 3-4 new Republicans in the Senate, like, are people going to go to jail? People should be going to jail for this shit.
Yeah.
Like, Fauci first.
Yeah.
Like, are people actually going to go to jail?
No. No, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Are they going to lose their job?
No.
Lose their government pension?
No one ever gets held accountable for the crimes they do in the name of politics.
Right. Well, all right. So we're running out of time here. Actually, we're out of time.
This is a fucking onslaught.
It is.
Well, you killed their friend.
It's a yellow fly onslaught. Yeah, I know. I killed one of my
legs. I'm about to go get us some stuff here before our next cast. But, dear listener, this is Wes, by the way. You need to ask yourself, what are you going to do to make this world a better place? What are you going to do? With that being said, for Travis and Dan, I am your Uncle Wes. We'll see you next time on the Driveway Liberty Podcast.